Thank you for calling. Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily.
This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Hello, Alyssa.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. How you liking being back at work? You settling in?
No, I'm happy to be back.
There you go. Well, I didn't want to hold you too long. I wanted to go over a call that was sent to me by the TH Quality clients, and I just kind of wanted to go over it with you and kind of see where we can correct some things moving forward and make sure that you're aware of, you know, what they were like. I'm going to go ahead and post the account to you so you can pull it up if you want to. It won't be really necessary, but I'll kind of, you know, just so you can kind of see that call and maybe you remember the account. So I'll kind of review the call now is what happened was, and this was on February 9th for TH Quality. Customer called in. She did not think she had an account with us. Now, you verified that, you know, it wasn't an online dating website like she thought it was. You told her about what it was as far as purses and luxury items. Now, you got her name, and then you kind of told her what the product was before you verified the address. So we would prefer you to go ahead and verify the address first before you start talking about the products with them, just to make sure, of course, that it is the right account. They stated that they didn't order it and asked to cancel and asked for the name of the website. You canceled the account without offering a 50% discount. And I think you might have got confused because on the notes, you did write that you offered a 50% discount when you didn't. And so that kind of looks bad on the recording versus the account itself. So just try to keep up with that and try to keep it in mind. I know you're fresh coming back on call, so maybe you're settling back into doing everything and maybe it slipped your mind or something, but we got to make sure that the notes accurately reflect the call. She was asking about her card info and a refund, and you transferred to the fraud department. At no point during that conversation did you ask her about doing a survey for Costco or Walmart or Walgreens or one of the other surveys that they have at the end of like an online order. We want to make sure that you ask about the surveys when a customer's talking about placing the original order, because that's something else that QA might dock you on. And, you know, my job is basically to help you make 100s on every phone call. So that's why I want you to do that for me. And that's just on TH Quality calls.
Okay.
Really, when she asked about a refund, you started to transfer her to the fraud department. You really could have just offered her $49 then. And if she would have said no, you could have gave her a full refund and sent her on her way.
Okay.
And also, when you did transfer her, you put her on hold to send her to the fraud department, but you never came back on to tell her you were going to click her over. So make sure you do that when you transfer, like supervisor of fraud, you know, hold 1 second, I'll get you with my supervisor. You put her on hold, put your comments in, and all right, ma'am, I'm sending you over now. Thank you again for calling customer support. Something like that. You get what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But that's it. You know, we wanted to go over that phone call. Just remember to always offer that 50% discount on TH Quality. Make sure if you do offer it, notate it. If you don't offer it, don't notate that you did. remember to bring up the surveys when the customers are being transferred to fraud or if they're saying that, you know, they don't remember placing the order. Kind of goes hand in hand there. And if they just ask for a refund, just offer them $49, then full. I mean, it's one of the more laid-back, simple campaigns as far as how they handle refunds. That's really it. Do you have any questions for me, or would you like me to send you the phone call and your email?
No, sir. I remember this one.
You remember it? Yeah. And I figure, you know, you're just getting back in from a layout, you know, get back in the groove of things. So let's hope that I know that you'll do better. You were doing great. Actually, this wasn't on your QA, so, you know, you have a 100 for the week. Matter of fact, this is like your first week coming back after a year, or for the whole year, not after a year, but, you know, I see that you haven't been logged in. Mine goes back to January 3rd, and I haven't had a QA score for you since then. So I understand that, after a little layoff, you got a little ring rust. But, you know, we'll get you back in that right direction and get you back to making 100s every week.
Okay, yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Alyssa. You enjoy the rest of your day.
You too, sir.
Take care.
You too.